Recreational drugs are used by more than 33% of the entire world's population. What's even more staggering, more shocking, did you know that Jewish people will engage in the occasional recreational drug use nearly every single week? And what I'm referring to is that unique drug called alcohol. Jewish people will make kiddush on wine, an alcoholic beverage. It's a drug. It is when you will put a form of ethanol through the fermentation process, mix in some sugar, create an adult drink. Alcohol gives a euphoric feeling to the person that drinks it. It's said to have a depressant on one's mind, and it will reduce anxiety, make a person happy. But it's a drug. It's widely popular, widely consumed. And just last year, more than $1.5 trillion, yes, trillion with a T, was spent on alcohol in the world. So if this mutter, this permitted substance called alcohol, will bring someone to a happy state, why is it, asking in all honesty, with an open mind, that God would say, Yayin v'sheichar al teish, when you do the avoda and the Beis HaMikdash, and when you will judge a halachic ruling, a Jewish court case, you're not allowed to be intoxicated. No intoxicants are to be in your bloodstream, your blood flow. Why? Let him do ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. Let the kohen or judge who was mentally there, his anxiety levels are lowered, let him have some yayin v'sheichar. An innocent question. If it can be regulated to the right amount, 0.8% below the legal limit, why? A fundamental yisoy from the great Rebunim Mipshischa, he tells us, you know why? Because Judaism encourages and necessitates that you do the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash and you paskin a shayla, but you do it with a simcha that you get not from external stimuli, but from the mitzvos and the avoda in it of themselves. Any kohen who would come in besimcha from an external stimuli called alcohol, it shows that there's a glaring deficiency in the person's knowledge and connection to the mitzvahs and the avoda that he had to look elsewhere to find his simcha. It's incumbent upon us to serve Hashem with simcha and a real authentic simcha, a simcha that we derive from fulfilling Hashem's will. When we study about the mitzvah and understand how this is mitakin, it fixes worlds, how it pays us very heavily in the next world. Deep-rooted reasons that we're fulfilling the point of creation when we learn and when we do mitzvos and we perform the avoda and the Beis HaMikdash, that's an authentic simcha. And that isn't looking for external stimuli, which is prohibited to ingest and then do the service inside of the Beis HaMikdash.